The fire spread to the entire depot. They couldn't control it in time. Sheesh! Is this the right moment to buy a car? I don't know. Is it an EV? You tell me. Rough. Jesus Christ. Sorry, there's a lot of footage of the Omani storage facility on fire. Between this and the threat of continued mine laying, mind me why we did this shit again. We have to die for Israel. Unfortunately. It sucks, but we have to. We have no choice. Is it just the Chinese taking these pictures and videos because they're allowed to go through? One of the tankers that got hit. Just all the on the ground intel we're getting from the Strait of Hormuz right now are like Chinese guys taking selfies while the half the GDP of Oman burns behind them. I mean, based, you know, got to get our news from somewhere. It goes a little hard. Yeah, I'd say so. A U.S. oil tanker has been targeted in the territorial waters near Iraq. Really? Is this fake? Chat? Grok, is this real? 100% real? Is it actually real? I do feel bad for the crew. They are civilians. Working on an oil tanker in the Gulf doesn't make you like a villain or whatever. Consequences here are going to be very bad for a lot of people. It's just important to understand that all of this was caused by Israel and America. Like, before we did this, a million advisors at the Pentagon were like, sir, you shouldn't do this because this will happen. And Trump said, I assume he shit his pants in response. Like, we have to feel the pain after we touch the stove. I don't know what to say. Crude oil hit 95. I'm seeing crude oil right now at 87, not 95. Well, it's closed. Oh, you mean the futures? Hold on. Brent? Okay, Brent. Crude oil futures. Yeah, because the market's closed. Yeah, okay. I'm seeing 93 on Brent last day financial. It'll be 95 at 9:30 tomorrow morning, lol. Oh, wait. Hold on. There's a very high possibility it's over 100 tomorrow morning. It was multiple tankers. I think the first three tankers that were hit earlier this morning were empty. I saw photos of them, and they did not look like they were carrying a bunch of oil when they went up. This one, outside of Iraq, clearly was carrying oil. So, Saudi Arabia, three ballistic missiles were shot down heading towards Prince Sultan Air Base. Intercepted and destroyed. Israel dropped a Moab today, apparently. Really? Where? When do you think Iran will feel satisfied with the damage done? Well, keep in mind that right now the supreme leader of Iran has had his father, wife, brother, and son killed, I think. Like, the current supreme leader lost his entire family to the Iranian strikes, so you can infer from that what his mental state might be. Daughter, not son? Daughter, okay. You can take from that whatever you want. I have to say, though, even speaking from like a, I guess, like a rational, non-personally involved perspective, it does kind of feel like Iran has to really twist the screws here. Because what if they stop, what happened, like, what keeps us from just doing this again in a year, you know? It seems like what the long-term goal of Iran is to turn public opinion against Israel and America so severely that the rest of the capitalist world has no choice but to, like, put pressure on them. Because otherwise, they're just going to keep doing this. So, like, I've told you guys, the only hope for this country right now, for America, is if our allies tighten the noose. Canada and the European Union have to say, no, we're not actually going to cooperate with your insanity. You are ill. We are going to cut you off. We're going to embargo you. We're not trading with you. We're going to implement our own massive tariffs. And then the American people would suffer. And in our suffering, we will feel the burn from touching the stove. The problem is that Canada and the European Union are also led by, you know, capital interests who don't want the American market to be closed off because that could fuck with their bottom line. It was two tankers, not one? Yikes. Spain expelled the Israeli ambassador today, mega-based? Yes, Spain is based. Basically the only European country that's really willing to take a stand. Expelling an Israeli ambassador is a pretty big step, too. They're basically saying they're done with Israel. They're not engaging diplomatically with them anymore. Other countries need to follow suit. The entire European Union. Europeans fucking despise Israel anyway. It'll be a public, like a popular move with the population. Don't forget Ireland. The Irish government is not as based as the Spanish government. You're not feeling the pain from touching the stove, though, these folks are? Yeah, which is why they need to keep doing damage until America's feeling the pain, too. Yeah, I agree. Little Middle Eastern scuffles don't really hurt America. Americans, the voters, American voters have to suffer. Everyone does. We have to suffer. Unfortunately, it's the only way to secure world peace. What do you think it does to the American psyche if we keep relearning the lesson that we can get away with whatever we want with no consequences? We're just going to do this again and again and again and again and again and again. Israel is going to wage war indefinitely. The Middle East will never know peace until some cosmic force delivers unto us a realization and we stop. Spain doesn't need to suffer, probably. No, but unfortunately, they will anyway. Voss, you're literally delusional. The rich aren't suffering. It's not about making the rich suffer. There's nothing Iran can do to make the American ruling class suffer. Maybe the Israeli ruling class, because they're closer, but not the American ruling class. However, we can remind the world that there are consequences to doing this. And it is about the public. The American public is greedy and egotistical and fat, and they don't think there are consequences to this shit. Unfortunately, that's how it works. America may be a flawed bourgeois democracy, but it's still a democracy, right? We need to, like, both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump used warmongering rhetoric against Iran in the lead up to the 2024 election. We need to learn what it looks like when we senselessly meddle in the affairs of other countries, when we bomb them and kill them for no reason, when we enable war and genocide. This is what happens. I promise you, the worst case scenario here is a global superpower that doesn't think there are any consequences to its meddling in other nations' affairs. That is the worst possible outcome. From IRGC rhetoric, they're not stopping anytime soon. Nope. Nor should they. I mean, there's not really much leverage held by the U.S. at this point to end the conflict. To Iran? No, not really. Iran might as well just keep going, you know? Just keep it up. I think a lot of people would understand this if this was done in the context of a different country. Like, imagine if Nazi Germany did this over and over and over again. Imagine if Nazi Germany, they annex the Sudetenland in Austria, and they invade Poland, and then the smoke gets a little bit too hot, it's a little bit too fussy, and they're like, okay, we'll stop here. They don't give any land back, you know? Maybe they do. Maybe they give Poland back. And then a year later, they do the same thing over and over. This is more dangerous than just having the war, you know? We know that appeasement doesn't work. All you're doing is kicking the can down the road. And to give you an example of what I mean, Biden could have stopped Israel. If the United States had not aided and abetted Israel in its genocide, day after day, 2023 and onward, we would not be here right now. Israel has gotten significantly more violent, militant, and genocidal in the past 3 years because we have structured their society to remind them that they face no consequences for their actions and that America will back them up no matter what. And as long as we're backing them up, they can do whatever the fuck they want. We protect them from UN condemnations. We protect trade to Israel. We block American politicians, make it illegal to do BDS against Israel. The American governors, Democrats and Republicans, pass laws to make it illegal to boycott Israeli goods. We are telling the Israelis over and over and over again, there are no consequences to what they do. And now what do we have? Now we have this massive regional conflict that's threatening global supply lines. Appeasement got us here. Well, not just appeasement, enabling. I heard G7 nations might escort ships through Hormuz from Al Jazeera. Won't fix anything. The navies of the world cannot afford to escort all of the hundreds and thousands of tankers that move in and out of the Gulf It would not protect them from mines. It would not necessarily protect them from strikes. It would be unbelievably expensive. The insurance costs alone, no fucking way. It would bankrupt the global economy. Just keeping like a massive like international armada active 24/7. There's no way. It's not happening. It's not happening. 0% chance it's happening. What happens when they leave? Iran just keeps bombing these ships. We could have had a safe Strait of Hormuz, but we chose to invade Iran. I mean, we're naive if we don't think Iran has torpedo-like drones. They actually used some earlier today. Here, I think that we can. It's one of these ships. One of these incidents right here refers to their use. See, you can see it right here. This ship had a boat drone slam into it, a torpedo, an autonomous torpedo. You think that a U.S. Navy escort will necessarily protect them from that? Maybe. Maybe. One in two, one in three get through? One in five, even? Maybe. I have news about the ship that was downed in Iraqi port Qasr. The crew thankfully survived and were rescued by Iraqi officials. That's good. I'm happy to hear that. I don't really bear any animosity to the civilians that are piloting these ships. Look at all this. This is just in the past couple hours, man. Heavy shelling of Iranian regime positions in Isfahan. Sheesh! Jesus Christ! Okay, at first I thought all of these lights were rockets and missiles, but this is just the lights of the city. It's the angle that the shot's being taken in. I don't really know what I'm looking at then. That's a mountain. This is the smoke plume? I think so. Yeah, okay. I misread that at first. Still heavy shelling. Airstrikes in Isfahan. Iran's IRGC says tonight's fire in Israel was a joint and integrated operation with Lebanon's Hezbollah terror group. In a statement carried by the Tasnim news agency, the IRGC said it has launched several ballistic missiles. Hezbollah launched drones and rockets at over 50 targets in Israel. Nice. Israel is already faltering in their conflict with Lebanon. I'm not like 100% concretely sure of the level that it's at this exact moment, but it looks like it's going pretty poorly for Israel. They didn't expect Hezbollah to regroup this quickly. Man. They need to take on Turkey too. Yeah, apparently Israel also has to fight Turkey, I guess. And Qatar, they threaten Qatar as well. Lunatics. Israel's punching above its weight, it seems. Yeah, it's good for the global South, but bad for global stability that it seems like modern drone warfare has once again made conflict completely asymmetrical. You have these windows in history where every once in a while you invent a technology that makes the attacking side way better than the defending side, right? Like World War I, we were not at that point. Trenches and the early tanks and the machine guns and the artillery all led to trench war. Like there was stagnation, right? 1 billion people die in like 1 square mile of land. Then by World War II, we have not modern, but we have pretty good, jets and bombers, not jets, sorry, fighters and bombers, and you get missiles and eventually nuclear weapons, modern tanks that can break through trench lines really quickly. And right now we're in like the drone era. Like right now it is so much cheaper to manufacture a drone and to send it to any one target than it is to intercept that drone. It's so much harder to intercept that drone. Like making a drone is like making a fucking RC car missile that could strike any one of a number of targets, whereas the interceptor has to be good enough to stop it. It's like the difference between throwing a baseball and being able to throw a baseball that can hit the first baseball out of the air mid-trajectory, which is like I feel like you don't have to be a very good pitcher to pitch a baseball, but you've got to be a fucking monster pitcher to intercept the first pitch. FYI, Israel started planning this attack since late 2025, meant for it to be mid-2026, but the US wanted it sooner. The United States, Trump probably wanted it sooner so that it didn't happen right before the midterms. They probably knew this was going to be unpopular. Huge jump in fertilizer prices because of the conflict. With 30% of fertilizer coming through the Strait of Hormuz, we've only been in conflict for 12 days here, and our fertilizer costs have jumped 77%. Good. Soon farming will be unprofitable and all Westoids will starve to death, which is the long-term goal for the IRGC and a necessary prerequisite for a, you know, democratic victory in the midterms. Small problem, famine in Pakistan, Egypt, and Kenya, and et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, it really sucks. A lot like America and Israel are killing a lot of people by doing this. Yeah, there are always going to be massive long-term consequences to fucking with the, like, the global oil trade routes, you know? But, like, that's what it is our responsibility as people who are not Adolf Hitler to guide this country in a direction such that it does not destroy the world. Like, that's my hope. And I think that right now Iran is doing what it can to punish us, you know, to punish the U.S. empire, to punish Israel for our insanely reckless behavior. Hopefully that goes somewhere. I mean, you know, it's not good. In New York Times interviewings of anonymous admin officials, it seems the entire Trump upper echelon mistook Iran's restraint during the 12-day war for weakness. They verbatim reported they didn't expect Iran to be this willing to light the region on fire. Fucking idiots, dude. Even I called this. When Trump and Israel bombed the fuck out of their nuclear facilities earlier on and it didn't lead to a big regional war, there were people who were like, ah, oh, nothing ever happens. Iran can't do anything. But I told you guys then, now, at least I remember telling you guys, Iran didn't do anything then because it didn't feel that it had to. But Iran's always had their finger over the big red button. They've always had the ability to go not nuclear with this, but to ignite the region. I can't believe the Pentagon would be that stupid. They would forget what Iran could do if they wanted to. What's baffling is the CIA was telling Trump admin this wasn't the case and the Iranians were being restrained for strategic purposes. So you're arguing the CIA is also an envoy of the... They're also like an Iranian puppet regime. They're a sub-branch of the IRGC. The CIA is probably filled with lunatics. The Pentagon still has some reasonable people in it, but the CIA is probably filled with lunatics. Is this different from the time where you were making some argument some time ago about not being a fan of groups that disrupted maritime trade? Yes, that was when the Houthis were attacking ships coming out of the Red Sea. But I have changed my position on that. That's it. I've just changed it. I thought that A, America could stop them from doing that. They couldn't. With all of our might, we couldn't. And B, I apologize for my naivete. I guess I didn't realize how committed we would be to ending the world. But it seems to me now that the actual position of America and Israel is that the whole world is up on the table. Like, we will actually deliberately engage in behavior that lights global trade on fire, potentially causing famine, killing millions of people. We will happily do it as long as the powers that be want it. And in that, if that is what's on the table, if that's the goal here, it kind of seems like in retrospect, everything that every single one of these groups has been doing to oppose Israel was right. Not that everything they did intermittently was morally justified, but the overall goal of Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis, and Iran, all of them, they've been morally vindicated. Israel and America really will end the world over this. And given that, like, damn, fucking lesser evilism. I apologize. My vote blue no matter who position is now being used to inform my pro-IRGC position. You know, it's the same ideology. It's really bad. It's really bad. Listen, I will never make the argument that these groups are good. Hamas, the Houthis, Hezbollah, and the IRGC, these are filled with monstrous people, very bad people. Not just because they're anti-Semitic, and they are. They are also violent, murderous thugs, rapists, freaks, you know? They are literally extremist, religious, military insurgents. These are obviously not, by and large, going to be like the most morally put together people. You know? Like, why would you ever think that? But it's not about their moral character. And I mean, to compare their moral character against the average shit that, like, IDF commander says, you can take from that what you will, but it's not like they're not fighting incredibly evil people as well. But in a purely sort of geopolitical, a distilled understanding of what's happening here, you have two sides fundamentally. One side wants Israel and America to stop fucking the region, and the other side wants to be able to fuck the region forever, no matter the consequences. And if that is the dynamic, then yeah, you have to, for the same reason that I would support the Viet Cong pushing out America during the Vietnam War, even though the Viet Cong were themselves filled with a lot of crazies, the same reason that I would support the Taliban pushing out Americans in the Afghanistan War, because we shouldn't have fucking been there. And the Mujahideen pushing out the Soviets. Like, at the end of the day, the lesson that we should have learned over the past 100 years is that this shit does not work. It doesn't work. Giant foreign empires engaging in wars of occupation and regime change and nation building fail over and over and over and over again. And all they do is destabilize the region. They usually cause it to collapse. That leads to infighting and civil war. By the way, those two things, they've been discussed within Israeli and American circles as a potential good end to this conflict. Like, we're so evil that we think it would be morally defensible to cause a nation of 100 million to collapse into civil war, potential like ISIS-style Islamic insurgency groups. They're fine with that. They don't care how many people die. This shit just doesn't work. But our belief that it works causes a lot of harm. Vosh, Hamas, by and large, have ditched the anti-Semitism and clarified their position on it. You can criticize them without spreading misinformation. Okay, sure. I mean, all I'll say, the most effective pushers of anti-Semitism on Earth right now are Zionists, Israeli Jews, and American Christians. Yeah, easily. How much anti-Semitic propaganda have I heard from Hamas? None. I don't even speak Arabic. How much have I heard from Zionists? While it's broadcasted day in and day out from American and Israeli news, I have no choice but to hear it. They are so insistent that the essential core of Jewish identity is a massacre of Arabs in the Middle East, and that the Jews are morally responsible for what Israel does and in fact should celebrate it. I hear this all the time. This is very anti-Semitic. I don't think the average Jew has anything to do with what's going on in the Middle East. And I think that a lot of Zionist Jews are just responding to decades of propaganda conducted by Israel, you know, birthright and so on. And they just are afraid for themselves. And I think there's a bit of legitimacy there. I don't think their Zionism is good or defensible, but I think that if you're just like a random Jewish guy in LA or New York, and you're like, I kind of do think that Jews should have a safe place to live. I'm not going to interrogate their beliefs too closely because I don't think they stem fundamentally from ethno-nationalism. But no, the Zionist media, it screams every day, you must be an ethno-nationalist. Zoran Mamdani, you don't think ethno-nationalism is good? We're going to remind you of this day in and day out, before your mayorship, after your mayorship. Everyone must know this great crime Zoran Mamdani has committed. He doesn't think Israel should be an ethno-state. How dare he? I think this is anti-Semitism. And it's not coming from the IRGC. It's not coming from Hamas. Not coming from the Houthis. Not coming from Hezbollah. It's coming from Zionist media, which is by and large, I mean, obviously, Jewish and Christian people, right? Like, it's not Muslims pushing this line for the most part. And I think it's very insidious. Sorry, I know I rambled there for a bit. I think it's important to, you know, hold to that distinction. Tagon 2 has been attacked, most likely internally. Three holes can be seen. It was two tankers hitting Iraq, not one. I know, somebody said that earlier. How are we doing over here, huh? In Tehran. Thanks, Uves. Did you see the explosion in Qom, Iran? Yes, I did.